So short thing that I need to record. It's about perception and what we call here as being a virus, the virus. And the fact is that what we call here to be the virus, it's only an unknown code that was inserted into the system, and the system does not recognize it. So for us, it seems to be a virus. Because the mind here is trained to think that everything that happens against what it is already known or desired or will, then it is an enemy. So the mind, it's biased to itself in a sense. The mind only thinks as good only what the mind is storing inside the mind. So for example, the mind actually is more of a virus than the virus itself, because the mind thinks of the virus to be a virus and does not understand that what we call here to be the virus, it's only life in another form. Just like what we have, it's life in a certain form. The actual mind, it's more virus, more of a virus than the actual virus in a sense. Because the mind is biased, it's trained to only defend that which it knows, and to reject or create friction or stand against anything that comes as an unknown, as something new, as something, because the mind feels weak, because the mind needs to control things. This is how the mind works, of course. The mind is a computer in a sense. It's, of course, the mind knows how to work with information that it stores and knows. So you bring it another type of information, it doesn't know, it perceives it as a danger and acts like exactly like you would add a virus into the body. It isolates that thing that appears to be as an unknown. It isolates it to study it. And this is what happened here. It was isolated, this unknown code was isolated, put it into a quarantine to study it and to understand it, to integrate it into the mind. I think it is, by now, I can realize that this is how we program the mind to. This is an AI, basically. The mind is an AI, and the mind was programmed. This is how it was programmed to respond to this kind of new situations. It is first isolating them and then studying them to know how to integrate them in the new code, in the code that the mind already has. So basically, this is what we are doing here. We are just integrating this new code. Basically, the real players here are the ones who were brought here to help the AI, in a sense, to help the mind, to help the AI integrate this, because the mind alone couldn't have had this possibility. The real players are having that which I call the universal solvent. So basically, they come with real intelligence outside of the AI, and they are showing the AI, look, this is how you can manage, this is how you can integrate the code, you can put it like here, you use it like that. You basically, it's coming, real players are coming and teaching the AI how to integrate what the AI considers as being a virus inside the AI. So basically, this is the immunity, what we call to be the immunity. It's not actually an immunity, it's actually the mind, the AI, growing itself with new information, with new tools. So I think by now this is how codes are added into this AI, this organic AI, I mean the mind, the organic mind, common mind or whatever. It's like it's this mind so much that it can barely be defined as, but the mind, it's very, actually very good depiction, because the mind creates the reality and the AI creates the realities, and it's actually a good term. So basically this is it. The struggle then the players had, it was like putting their intelligence to the test to see how they can integrate this new code inside the already existing code. So this was the challenge and the mastership, in a sense, that the real players brought to this place and to this AI, into this mind. Integrating what, and because they entered inside the game, inside the AI, then they were like they were actually everything that the AI was feeling, they were feeling. So the AI felt friction for this new code, and they were feeling the friction, the pain, let's say, and the struggle and the hardship. Because it is a new puzzle, in a sense. It was a new puzzle. How to integrate this new code inside the already existing code. And it required intelligence. And every time you think, let's say, even here, in the human realm, let's say you are wanting to solve a problem, or a mathematical problem, or let's say you want to invent a new software, or it is always that threshold where it's, you come to a point where you really don't know how you will do it, but then you sit on it, and actually the solution comes, you know. But the solution comes because the awareness sits on it. And this is a very precious jewel here, what I've said. It's the awareness that does this thing, and life itself through the awareness. But life can only work to solve any situation once the awareness lands on a problem. So if you keep your awareness long enough in a situation, that situation will always be solved. Always. Because life does this. Life is managing to solve any problem, any solution. But it can only do so when a player is keeping its awareness long enough in that problem, so that it's like you light up with like a flashlight, you know? You go into a cave, let's say, a total dark cave, and you light up a certain situation. Now life can see that and goes and it solves the situation. And the thing that the real players have done, like the benefit, or I'm missing a word here. What's the word? It's like what they have brought, the real players here, is that they brought their awareness and their strength of keeping their awareness, of putting their awareness exactly in the right spot and lighting up a certain situation, long enough for life to come and solve that puzzle. So this is how intelligence works. You think you have an idea. For example, you think that, oh, I just thought about this and I had the idea of how to solve this problem. How did you have that idea? No, you just set your awareness on that problem for a couple of minutes and then all of a sudden you had the idea. But how did you have the idea? Did you invent that idea? Are you sure? The idea just popped into your mind. So this is how life works. And this is what happened then. Then the real players were brought here because they had the awareness, they had the flashlight, and they could start putting light in exactly the areas that were not functioning, like the old code, the existing code, let's say, of the AI, of the mind. It's now they were looking at the differences between the new code and the friction it creates, and then they had to put their awareness onto that friction, onto that problem, and keep their awareness long enough, seeing that problem, long enough for that life to come and solve it. And this is what happened. This is exactly how the code was integrated inside the new code was integrated inside the already existing code, and what is perceived and we perceive it as like the AI growth immunity to the virus, but it's not like that. It's actually the AI integrating the virus in itself and basically integrating the codes, the new codes in itself is basically growing. We just grew this mind, this common mind or whatever. It's like it's different than what they call here, like they have invented for this. So it's not like it's different than what they call here, like hive mind. No, like this AI, this is the creation itself, the mind itself, the mind, the creation, basically this baby, this creation, everything. So, yeah, I think this was it. This is how it happened. We just inserted a new code inside this creation, and then the creation, we helped the creation grow, and we helped this, like, creation, when I say creation, it's exactly the same as the mind. It's exactly the same as the organic AI. So this is what happened.